What's up, everybody? This is the Y'all Ain't Easy Podcast. Let's go. And we going. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to the Y'all Ain't Easy Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
What's up? This is Rob.
It's your boy, Joaquin.
And your girl, Nisha.
Yeah. And we're excited about our podcast where we bring our conversations to you about how we feel about the world, relationships, family, and life.
Whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah. Please make sure you go check out our episodes that we drop on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Make sure you follow us. We greatly appreciate it. How's everybody doing? Let's focus.
Yo, Rob is dumb. I'm good.
That's how you play in company meetings.
I'm a little hungry.
Hungry? You should have got you something to eat.
I'm about to eat some biscotti. That's what I said. Biscotti. That's what I said. Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to say it the right way because I don't want to. That's how I say it.
Say it again.
Biscotti.
Oh, my goodness.
What in the world is that? Have you always said it that way?
Always.
Wow. Hey, I can't say nothing about it.
I mean, if I have to talk around, you know, people and I have to sound like I know what I'm talking about, then I do make it a point to just say spaghetti. But, you know, biscotti just rolls off my tongue a little quicker.
That's what's up. How's everybody else doing?
Chill.
Rob got a lineup.
Yeah, I'm a little upset with you, Darnell. I'm gonna start off this way. I hate to do it this way.
Go ahead.
I went and got a lot. You said we were gonna start recording our episodes. You know, I got a lineup. You know what I'm saying? I even got the razor. You know, it's looking real crisp.
I see you were checking a little fresh too. You know what I'm saying?
I know that wasn't true.
Everything swagged out, and I'm not on camera.
I don't believe you.
Other than that, great week.
I don't believe you because you would have made a point to let everybody know what was going on.
Check the chat, Darnell. Check the chat, please. Check the chat.
What chat?
The chat here. I said, please turn the camera on. I got a lineup. I want my
lineup camera. Oh, after.
I said it in the chat.
Oh, after you got out of the car and now you're prepared. Got it. Unbelievable. You can't win. But yes, we definitely want to start making sure we record. I'm ready to put our stuff on YouTube. So no more excuses after this. Let's be prepared.
Yeah, I think next Monday, that's it.
Let's
line
get
up
it.
Again.
Yeah,
make sure
let's
you got
get
some
it.
Funds for another lineup.
Too.
Next week.
Darnell wasted this one. I got to make sure I got one next week. You know what I'm saying?
Plus, I'm not recording it. How you doing, Joaquin? Oh, did Joaquin? You already? Oh, yeah, my bad. You already spoke. I'm doing
how
good.
How you doing, Darnell?
I'm doing good. Yeah, no complaints at all. You know? Nobody wants to hear it, and I don't want to hear Rob's mouth because he feels whatever. Let's get into it. What
I
we got
know
going?
What your week done now? Don't do that to me.
It's fine.
I truly care about how your week's been, brother.
I mean, you did call me out. You did call me out one time, so I try to keep it real. You know, I don't want to offend anybody, so it's all good. What we got going on? There was a post that I seen on social media that I thought was very interesting. I believe it was Ricky Smiley that I seen it on. I think it was interesting and funny because I do talk about this and me and my wife talk about social media a lot. So when I seen this question, would you be mad if your partner didn't post you on social media for your birthday? And one thing I said was before I just got all what my opinion was, I said it depends. You know, I'm nice. I said it depends. And the reason why I said it depends is if your partner is that type to always post celebrating anything and everybody, it would be kind of weird that your partner gets quiet when it's time to celebrate your own. I think that would be weird and probably raise questions. You're always saying happy birthday to your friends and all this stuff, which can cause issues in the house if you don't celebrate your girl or your wife on that time. Me, my real opinion, I think social media, it's over the years, I think it got a little too out of hand, because it's just too much tit for tat. Because if, on the other hand, if your spouse or your partner, it wasn't even posting tight, and you still get mad, it's kind of like, what's your gender and stuff like that. I don't like getting tied in the social media games. So sometimes I do post and sometimes I don't post. My wife, we don't get mad at stuff like that because we're not a poster, and social media is not the say all be all when it comes. Yes. It doesn't define our relationship. If she don't post me, we don't give a damn. If I don't post her, we don't give a damn. Our anniversary and stuff just just passed. We didn't post nothing on social media because social media is not a place that I feel that I need to post something. If I feel like posting it, I post it. But if I don't post it, I don't get in trouble. So would I be mad if my partner didn't post me on for my birthday or any type of, hell no, I don't care. I'm not a big fan of social media. I think social media has gone too far and has caused too many issues to think that I'm going to allow it to cause issues in my relationship. Now, I'm just talking about for the post, and if it was something else, then it could cause issues. But I just think it's a lot to it. It does cause, cheating suggestions get involved if you
if you post happy birthday, somebody's going, where are we going with this?
It does, though. It does. That's the kind of ridiculous stuff that if you're partner is going to get mad if you post and not posting, it leads into, why not?
Speculation.
Why are you not going to post? Are you cheating? Are you hiding something? Like, it goes too far that I stay away. Yeah,
you didn't know where you was going.
No,
with
but
okay,
people listening is not surprised because that's what you do. You know, when it comes to me, you automatically assume, but it's all good.
I asked a question. I asked a clarifying question. I'm glad that this is being recorded.
Yes.
I can't even ask questions nowadays. Thank you for clearing that up, Donnell. I appreciate it.
But how y'all feel about this whole, would you get mad if your spouse don't post you on certain birthdays, or I'm sure it goes beyond that. I'm glad you said that.
By the way, big time. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's just the way I am.
Yeah.
Like, you don't post me on my birthday, like, yo, what's going on? You don't want to say happy birthday to me? Yo. I'm going to think something's going on. What you
no, not like me. I don't.
Yeah, you said it, dog.
He did, Joaquin.
My hands are up.
I'm barking like you now. That's what I would think, and that's unreal. I'm like, oh, you don't want to show my face? Nah, dog. You better show my face, dog.
You better show all this face, all this lineup, everything.
Line up, smile, put clothes on and everything.
And make sure you pick a good picture, right?
Exactly. Don't pick no raggedy picture.
Yo, speaking of that real quick before you guys jump in, I've heard that while I've been out, and I've seen it, that people got mad when their partner not that they post, but the picture that they chose, they felt like they did it intentionally. So that's kind of interesting. That it really does happen.
You know, you gotta get them angles. That is a big deal. You can't. Go ahead, Rob. Yeah.
Can I jump in here?
Go ahead, Rob.
Do your thing.
So my brother Joaquin said, "You better post me on my birthday." I don't think I would feel. I don't think that I would feel a certain type of way about not being posted on my birthday. Y'all know me. I'm not even somebody who like celebrates my birthday crazy like that.
You on the phone all the time, Rob. All the time, bro.
I'm on fantasy football, bro. I'm on everything. You know what I'm saying?
I see you and your wife on the phone all the time, dog.
On my phone?
You know what I'm talking about on the book.
Oh, you crazy. I'll post something, but I don't necessarily post. If I post something, it's going to be my family. It's going to be my kids. It's going to be like that. So, like, but when it comes to, like, certain things, like, yeah, I mean, listen, bro, I post my wife, I love you, when it's not my anniversary. Yeah, like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or, like, I might just wake up one day and be like, yo,
happy anniversary.
I want to show off my wife. Like, I've done that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. But, like, as far as like needing her to post me for my birthday, nah, she gets aggravated every year because I don't really want to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's not really that deep for me. It's just not. But I can understand, and I can understand why it might be for some people. I'm not trying to judge nobody. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but I don't feel that way.
Renisha?
Dang, it's been so long since I had a spouse. Dude, I don't know what I don't know how to feel about this.
It says a partner. Doesn't have to be a spouse.
Ain't had one of those in a long time. Nobody that I would consider, you know, enough to. So let's just imagine it. Let me just live in an imaginary world. So if I was in a relationship, would I make a big deal if I wasn't posted on my birthday? I think it goes back to what you said, Darnell. I don't know if it will be a big deal, and I don't necessarily know if it will be based on like me maybe having accusations, but if my partner is a poster, and like you said, Darnell, celebrates and posts everybody else's birthday and time, and then my birthday comes and there's kind of nothing, then I might feel away. But if they're not a poster, then I don't expect them to become one because it's my birthday and now you have to make me happy by posting me. So I think it depends on who you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. What type of person are they for social media? And if you are a person who likes to be posted, if that makes you feel special, then talk to your partner about that so that they can just be aware, mm-hmm. and maybe they can make the extra effort in order to do so, or accept the fact that your partner's not a poster and you just ain't getting posted. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it. I also agree, Darnell, I think social media done got shit really messed up. Like if you don't show it, it ain't happening. Mm-hmm. If you don't, like, it's one of those type of things. And I think that's terrible. Like I think I posted a hand on my butt or a hand on my leg one time. Like that was the most of a guy like that.
That's a big difference.
Has ever posted. Like
it's either which one is. It's not like I think it was a leg or a butt.
No, I'm saying it's, I'm saying I posted one and I posted the other.
Got it. That's hilarious.
And it was the same person, but like that was just me being. To be honest, I did it because
he was complaining. Was he complaining?
No, he wasn't complaining. I did it just because
you wanted to start something.
Not really start something, but it'd be a lot going on my social media and my inbox and stuff. Sometimes you just kind of want to let people know, like without shutting them down, right, Rob? You know, type of thing. So throw this out here for a minute, and then people might leave you alone for a little while. Maybe they won't, but so
I may.
So yeah, I'm not. To be honest, I've seen so much fuckery come from people posting their significant other that I, to be honest, when it finally does actually really happen for me, when I finally post about it, like it will probably be a year or two deep in. Like it's not going to be a new thing if I do post, but I'm not going to make that a habit. I've learned that. Is social media the problem or is it people the problem? Like
people,
I think because I think people should be able to post what the hell they want.
I do think that people should be able to
post what they want, but I do see that social media literally has decided what that should be. Like what makes you who you are is based on what you're posting on social media. So you have to post things in order to prove things to other people. And I think a lot
of times, which is crazy.
I think a lot of times that's what people are pressured into doing. I actually think that
the likes
this came up in a conversation, I think on Facebook, either it was on my page or on someone else's page. And I think the consensus really was people would feel away if their significant other did not post them. But it was all women. It was all women. The men didn't give a damn. It was all the women.
Yeah, and I think the problem is, I mean, especially if you're someone that, listen, when I be out, these people just be on their phone and they're always on social media. Like, so it's just like,
it's not on social media. Yeah, this is but, the other but part of this Darnell.
Can I even finish?
Everybody's you spec- on social media. Everybody's
you're
on
speculating
social media.
To what I was. What was I going to say, Rob?
Go ahead, Darnell.
That's crazy.
No, I want to be respectful. Go ahead, Darnell. I'm sorry,
I said that's the problem is that people are all on social media. So it's not something out of the norm that your partner would be upset because you're always on there. Just like, okay, when their birthday comes, like, hey, you better short post it because you always on there in other people's business. But when it comes to something that goes on to celebrate me, you don't want to show it and you don't say anything. So that's kind of crazy. Sometimes you may set yourself up. Because you're just always on there and you're always in everybody else's business and you're always liking and commenting everybody else's stuff. So you can put your own self in a bad situation. That's where I was going, Rob. Now you can go ahead and make up something else that I didn't say like you normally do.
Oh, I mean, I don't know where this is coming from. I just wanted to have a conversation with my friend. I hear Joaquin in the background. You know, and he's I want to dig deeper into that Joaquin. You know, because my brother said, if I'm gonna bring it back.
Gotta show my face.
Gotta show my face. So, Joaquin, if I mean, we're just speaking of hypotheticals here. You know what I'm saying? If the birthday comes up, your face isn't showing. Are you saying something like, "Hey, put me on social media"? You gonna say, "Yo, go post me on social media"?
Well, I'd be like Dave Chappelle. I want to see my face. I'll give a direct call, be like, "Yo, you know it's my birthday, right?"
I appreciate
yeah, he's admitting that, man. That's what I mean.
I appreciate that honesty.
Yo, but you can hear it. he's coming from his chest. He's like,
yeah. And you know it's true because he didn't hesitate.
Not at all.
Yeah. Because I think social media definitely, I don't think you can separate the two. Social media is people. People is social media. Mm-hmm. Social media don't work without people. What is posted is by people. There's no separation. And no matter how Renisha and Rob trying to separate it, I'm not trying to hear it. Okay? Right, wow. Renisha. Oh, you said that. Thank you, Renisha. Remember wow. that? They can hear it. Not so much. Sorry, Renisha, you got caught in the crossfire. No, because, yeah. But I honestly feel there is no social media without people. And people may be talking about what the hell is he talking about. Social media is people. You don't see anything posted without people. Stuff that is written is by people. They caused people is the ones. I'm not done, Rob.
I mean, it ain't dogs and cats posting on Facebook.
Exactly. So why we got to separate it? All the confusion and the stuff is happening on social media is people. They come to the post. I'm not done, Renisha.
Is it the post though, Darnell?
I'm not done.
But you say it a lot. Is it the post, Darnell? Is it the post? Or is it the people? It's not the people who are posting. It's not the picture that is posting. It's the people who are commenting about the picture that are making it a problem. If the picture was posted with no comments, there's nothing. It's
disagree.
The problem when the comments.
It goes both ways. It goes both ways.
And going crazy. No.
It goes both ways.
I want to hear what your issue is.
People.
Yeah.
People,
finish.
I don't have an issue. I'm just telling you that. Well, I'm not someone that's consumed by social media. So I don't know if I'm the right one because I don't allow social media to take over my life. Mm-hmm. If you look at my, I'm not a big poster. If it has nothing to do with business or anything like that or something that I'm promoting, I can care less about social media. If I'm not searching for things to try to see things, which Rob, you can be attested at because you get so many forwards from me about stuff that I'm trying to see. And it's basically because of the podcast that I'm just trying to stay out there and see what's going on. But I don't get consumed by social media. I don't care about social media. It's all to see what's going on for a purpose, not to get into people's business as these imaginary people that follow me on social media. I can care less about them. They have no effect on my life, to be honest with you.
All right. Can I jump in here now?
Go ahead.
So thank you for sharing that, Darnell. We really do appreciate that. but what I want to say, though, is, and I'm not saying this is you, right? But it reminded me when you started speaking of certain individuals. I'll say that, right? Of people that give off the impression that they're not on social media, right? I think Renisha brought this up one time before.
Yeah, it annoys
me. Like, I'm greater or I'm better than you.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm talking to Renisha.
That's right wrong, now, bro.
You know? I'm talking to Renisha right now, Donnell. You know, I am better than you. I am greater than you because I'm not drawn into this thing, this black thing called social media that 90% of Americans and people across the world are engaged in. I am that 10% that doesn't do it, right? And like,
whoa, can I defend myself after you're done?
All right. I'm not finished, Donnell. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me just get this out, brother. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and then what they do, Renisha, right, is that they go and they say things like, I'm not posting. Again, it's going to seem like I'm attacking Donnell. I'm not. He just brought up some things that really just reminded me of this. So they say I'm not posting. Just because you're not posting doesn't mean you're not on social media.
If you see that I'm a poster, that means you're on social media enough to think that I'm posting.
If you can identify the posters, you are just like
No, can I defend myself? One,
talking about you, but go ahead.
You were, but there's facts out there. Anyone that want to go on my social media, you can go check it out and see if anything's been posted outside of anything that was really going on. That's one. Number two, when I do log on and I see people may not, anybody that I follow may not see that I like a lot of things that are being posted. Because as soon as I log on, to be honest with you, just to check something and I see foolishness on my timeline, I automatically log out from that actual social media. I don't get caught up in a whole bunch of foolishness. Now, unless the podcast is tagged or something, then I may say something. But I don't really get too much in the foolishness. I just don't. And it has nothing to do with me being better than anybody. I just do not get consumed with the foolishness of social media. I don't start anything. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be a part of it. And I just say that just my family alone posts too much foolishness on social media. Arguing back and forth, putting people's business out there. They have to call my phone to ask me if I seen it. I seen something, I logged out. I don't want to hear about it. It's just crazy. Social media is not real to me. Anything else, Rob?
I mean, I don't know why this is a Rob Donnell conversation. Joaquin's here, Renisha's here, you know what I'm saying? But no, Donnell, I have nothing else to add to that conversation. I thought you wrapped that up.
For the record, I don't feel like I'm better than anybody, but I do feel like you should get checked. I feel you should get checked if you let social media consume yourself like that and you're beefing with people on social media. Just go see the nearest doctor. That's fine. Just get checked out. You just may have something that you may not be aware of. No disrespect. Now, Rob, since he wants to call people out that fail. Rob, you stay on social media, right?
Did I call this brother out, Joaquin, or did I just say it reminded me of certain things in certain individuals? That's all I said.
Can I ask you a real question to everybody on the platform?
Please do.
I really want to know. Has anybody ever made a fake account to go be nosy about somebody else's business?
We have access to Y'all Ain't Easy now. We could do it from Y'all Ain't Easy.
No, don't put us up. That's crazy. Why would you comment under Y'all Ain't Easy where they can get the pick out of four people who it might be? That's crazy. But have y'all ever made... Well, Renisha was quiet as hell. Have you ever made a fake account? Anybody?
Mm-mm.
That's like on Instagram, though. People make
like
fake accounts.
Like a fake account? Yeah. Not a second account.
Just
a fake account.
What I mean by that, they're not going to know that it's you because you
right.
want to go you're spy. Like, so you would probably put like Robbie doing like, you know.
I don't know.
Pure Life 100 or something like that.
Somebody tried to come for my whole life under a fake page on social media.
Wow.
And I don't know. I laugh at stuff like that because if you got to go through those extremes to come after me, I already know that means you
somebody did it to my daughter. You know that?
You know I'm a problem.
That's crazy.
You know you don't want this smoke. That's why you got to hide behind that. So, I mean, that's corny. And it's just a lot to register and sign up for a motherfucking page. Do you know?
Yo, that's crazy.
For people be doing it the most, like, To do stuff like that, you really have to, something really wrong with you. Like, something's wrong with you. If you gotta, that's too much. You gotta create email accounts. You gotta.
That's crazy. I'd be wondering how people get it so fast when they get blocked and then they're back in there. Like, these trolls are crazy. But that's insane. I'm like, dang, how did y'all do it that fast? I'm like, I don't know. That's weird. I just wanted to know that. I thought that was hilarious that
Darnell, have you created a fake? I mean, you brought up the idea.
I never made a fake account. I thought about it because I just wanted to spy on a situation, but I never made it.
Wait.
He should have stopped at the time, Donner.
He should have stopped. He should have stopped, Joaquin. He should have stopped. Because he wanted, he's not consuming social media. He don't care. He logs off when he sees some foolishness. When he created a fake account to be nosy.
No, I didn't. No,
I cannot. I cannot.
No, what happened is,
it wasn't. You know, this is about to be some bullshit.
It wasn't nothing. It was nothing disrespectful, but I just didn't want. I just think social media is tricky. You know how you send a message to somebody and you don't want to look in it because you don't want it to read like red. I didn't know that. I didn't want to be in there.
No,
and then
can't
it said
the broom and sweep that up. You can't take.
No, no, no. But listen, you think about it. There's so many things
that in the trash. Like, I ain't doing that. You said listen, what you said. You are what you eat, dog.
Yeah. But I'm just, you know, I just didn't want it to be like so-and-so was in here. So I was thinking about it just to be like, I didn't really want to show my presence. I didn't really want to be there. I just wanted to check and see what was going on so I could dip
in. You wanted to be in the background pretending that you weren't on social media seeing the message. Right?
See what happened.
Not the message, but...
Okay.
No, it... That was a long time ago.
We can move on from that.
Oh, that's hilarious. What else we got?
All right, yo. So I know this is dying. This is dying down. But I just wanted to kind of chat just briefly and touch on the Tiffany and Aries Spears. That's the name, right?
Not
Aries,
Spears.
Right?
Yeah. Aries Spears.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a video started circulating a couple weeks ago that was supposed to be a funny skit, I think.
Supposedly.
Was nothing funny about the skit. And there were one young boy in this video with Tiffany and Aries. A lot of inappropriate things. Like, it was a disturbing video. So after looking into it, trying to see, like, where did this video come from? How did this happen? I was reading up and realized that it was an older video that had just either surfaced or resurfaced, because I've never seen it before. So maybe it came out or whatever, but it came about. And so it brought up a lot of heated discussions. People were really upset about how these two adults thought that this was a good look. But there was supposedly some sort of a lawsuit or something that was going on surrounding this. And I read that years ago, the mom of the children in question settled for a amount of money. I think it was something like $15,000 because of this particular incident when it first came about.
Did she not give consent?
So that's what I still am not sure about, because here we go with it resurfacing again. And I heard filing charges, but then I heard the latest was it is being settled outside of court. So I'm wondering if that's another payout. And then so my thing is, how many payouts is the mother eligible for, right? What responsibility does she hold in allowing her children to participate if she was aware of what they were being recorded to do? And if she wasn't aware, how did she let her minor children record on a set without being present, right? To see what her children were actually getting into, making sure that they were safe and okay, not even thinking about what actually was going on in the skit, because that's, yeah. So I just wanted to touch base on that, because I had the video was disturbing, but then it was the other parts that I'm like, wait, there was, so she settled out of court for the same incident years ago. The incident resurfaced or surfaced in now it's an uproar again, and there's another settlement. So is the settlement because it like got breached and leaked? Like, I'm just like, is this just a money grab? Like, it just seems like it's too much, because if my kid was actually put in an unsafe situation where adults were fondling, feeling, being inappropriate with her, and then recorded it and things like that, I would absolutely want people to pay for the inappropriate behavior in a legal, non-financial matter. Like, my first thing would be getting your name done out here, right? Like, legally, you catching a charge for some stuff. And my first instinct is not going to be, I'm about to sue and get some money, right? Because I just don't know. So I guess I'm just kind of baffled at it not being a legal matter in that aspect anymore about criminal charges. Or if there's something that we're missing, why they don't, because the DA can pick up on charges and move forward without anybody pressing any charges if they see something like this happen, right? So I'm just trying to figure out why this isn't going anywhere, and if there's more to this skit and story, especially since mom's getting paid out another time, like things like that. People are speculating mom ran out of money, so this is another way to get money. You know, there's a lot of speculation. I don't have the facts. Just a couple of things that I read from a couple of places. So I just wanted to kind of get y'all's feel on how y'all felt about, if you happen to see it, because people don't. If you didn't see it, you don't have to go look at it. It's very disturbing. Like,
yeah, I saw it. First and foremost, it just wasn't funny. Like, there was nothing about the skit that was funny in any shape, way, or form. It's weird that the mind could even go to a place without that would be funny in any way, right? Ari Spears, personally, just is not a funny dude, period. Anyways, the best thing he ever did was, like, the impersonations, and that's kind of getting old. Tiffany Haddish has never been funny to me either, but that's beside the point. It was weird. I mean, I think, like, you got to think about this from the lens of, like, the kid. Like, the kid is young, right? Decisions are being made by adults that are going to impact that kid forever. Mm-hmm. That video is floating out there. That kid turns 15. That kid turns 20. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, how is that kid going to feel about the fact that they were put in that situation by adults? Uh-huh. Whether it's their mother agreeing to sign the kid up or the comics thinking it was funny, that person is going to be impacted for the rest of their lives and had no choice in that matter. And that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, like, for that alone, I think people should pay. I think the mother
the mother should pay too.
The mother should pay. Like, I mean, we have our children. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are tasked with protecting our children. If you put your kid in a situation that could happen, shame on you. Shame on you. You know what I'm saying? The kid wasn't kidnapped. You made a decision at some point in time to put that child in a situation.
Can I ask a question, Rob?
Exactly. All right.
Which, real quick, okay. what's your background, right? Being having a DCF background and things like that. If we put this in, like, a real live normal situation, this is not the skit, this is someone's life. So, yes, that is something that happens, right?
Like, you're recording a minor without clothes on.
Right.
Like, you're on video. Like, there should be criminal charges at some point in time should have been discussed for that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, like, this is a disturbing, you know, thing that's out there. And it's just, like, it's kind of getting, I think the money and the financial piece of it is allowing people to kind of sweep the real issues under the rug of the fact that there was a minor who was violated. You know what I'm saying? I mean, R. Kelly just went to jail for recording minors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could say it was a joke, but you're still recording minors that aren't clothed. Like, somebody should definitely be given a sex offender charge or something for that. It's crazy.
All right, let me be careful about this. I didn't watch the video. Because I was told I couldn't watch it, so I didn't go search again for it. But I was trying to figure out where they were going with this just by reading up on it, and one conclusion I came to in my mind, I'm like, yeah, the movies has had some disturbing things in it, and I said to myself, how were they able to record this?
Ah.
And it's so weird, but I've watched certain movies, and immediately if I see something weird, like, when it comes to molesting or any type of rape, in my head, I'm like, how are they comfortable recording certain things? I know they try to tell a story, and I know sometimes they're strategic about certain ways they do things. But there has been some disturbing things that I've seen that I'm like, how did they? So I was trying to figure out what kind of angle, but it just seemed like from what I'm told, besides reading and what people say about watching it, I think it probably went a little beyond trying to tell or what kind of skit they were trying to create. It was just kind of weird. But I did put that as far as like, how did they not get into like legal trouble or something like that? And I think just thinking it at that aspect, I don't know what the rules are, but I thought that was kind of weird. But then I, on the other hand, when it came from the settlement with the mother, she could have been told something else that didn't really come out the way she expected. And I know that goes back on her. Were you there? Were you watching? Were you making sure that it didn't happen? But without, I just don't want to get as far as blaming, but you just really don't know what the real true story to why they had to do the settlement the first time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then now that because of you guys lying, you had to settle, and I'm just speculating. This is not because I'm just thinking because you guys lied and you had to pay the first time. Now this is coming out and it's gone worse. Now attorneys found a way that they can even now go sue for more money because of what you guys did the first time.
I thought
that's what I was thinking about, but the decision that they made, and let me say this real quick. I think the reason why it probably came out of the dark again is because of Aerie Spears. Aerie Spears, you made some comments about Lizzo, and then people went to go find out what was in your closet. And then this came out, and Tiffany Haddish got caught in the crossfire to me. Doesn't make it right. You know, this all came out. It's disgusting. I don't know where they were trying to go with it. But Aerie Spears has, you know, get people's nerves for, you know, making comments on women and then saying feel like he can say what he wants. And then it just turned back on him. I heard that Tiffany Haddish has had a lot of backlash and losing gigs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I believe that Aerie Spears, I'm going to go look again. I believe he actually got a comedy show coming up soon. And I want to see if that's going to get canceled. But yeah, I just think, I mean, you made the decision. It's disgusting, whatever, however the chips may fall, regardless if you guys may have not originated this or whatever, you guys played the part and whatever happens and how things are being lost. It's crazy. I just hope that as much as Tiffany is losing, Aerie Spears is also losing just as much. And I hope it's not lopsided where he's going to go on people's stage and carry on while Tiffany Haddish is suffering. I don't think that's right at all, because I think it's his mouth that kind of started all this.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah,
man. That was a good one right there. He looking for Rob?
Huh?
He looking for Rob?
No, I'm saying anybody else want to say
that,
anything?
Don't do that, Joaquin. Don't do that, Joaquin.
It's the way he was looking.
No, I always be on defense, like, man. Like, I don't know what's going to be said, man. So, and I was just waiting for you to say something. I thought you was about to, but yeah.
You know, Darnell, it's funny that you say it and you brought it up, because whenever I actually always have the same question when I'm watching things that are involving kids and it's violence or sexual abuse, things like that. And it's just like, how does this not affect this kid? Like, for real, like, in the long run, like, I know it's, you know, a script and I know, like, all that stuff, but
that's out there forever, on, by the way.
Yeah. And, you know, you got to get into character. You know, you have them characters that we don't even like, and they're because of their character, they play their damn character so well. Mm-hmm. We don't like them, and they're not even their character. Like, that's what they're playing. So, you know, I thought about stuff like Precious when I watched, you know, that movie. There are things, and when I seen this, it's what's crazy is that I didn't even connect the two. Like, well, this happens in movies and they're able to get away with it and no one makes an uproar and is complaining about it. But I think it's the production, it's the setting, it's the everything. None of it looked legit or professionally orchestrated. And I'm going to assume that maybe there was nothing signed, because I'm assuming that's the big piece when you are seeing actors and things on screen, especially for minors. Like, their parents have to know what the script is, know what role their child's playing, know if they're going to be exposed or not. You know, these things, they have to sign and give that permission to do so. And maybe that was the big piece that was missing, like you said here, like you didn't get permission.
Yeah, even with it being signed, right? Even with it being signed and it being kids, it's the psychological thing.
Yes,
that
psychological.
How do you coach that? You know, I know they're trying to be an upcoming actor. How do you coach that when it comes to certain scenes? But, you know, that's just me just being all over the place. But it's just something that regardless if, like, me as the parent, oh, this is what's going to happen. All right, it's not going to be that. Okay, cool. Let me sign off on it. How then now does the actual actor as the kid really get mentally of how that they may, I don't know. It's, you know, I don't.
I think the same thing when it comes to like.
They'll be mentally disturbed.
Sex with minors or teens and stuff when they're on TV, like The Chi right now, right? Like there's a lot of stuff going on.
It.
You got.
I haven't seen it.
I'm not going to give no details, but you know, you had like teen stuff going on. And so there's sex involved with the teens and stuff like that. So it's just like, dang.
It's a lot. It's a lot that goes on, but it's just like sometimes they try their best to tell that story, man, and just the way they go, I mean, I don't know. It's just it's I don't know. It's a touchy subject, but it's just stuff that you do think about when you watch certain things, and it's just like you try to put yourself, all right, this is a movie. Don't worry too much of the kid. You know what I mean? But it's hard to separate the two to me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just be waiting. All right, we're at a new scene. I'd be rushing. Like, let's get to the next scene. Or it'd be like, I don't want to do like my wife. Let me close my eyes. Let me know when the scene is over. But it's just
like
something,
that a lot.
It's just, I don't know. It's just stuff that you do think about. And how do you mentally really get prepared for that regardless, you know?
Yeah, especially the actors. Because me as a viewer watching certain things gives me trauma, brings up things. Definitely, like, I don't know if I ever told y'all, but till this day at 42 years old, I have never watched the entire of The Color Purple. Right? The scenes I cannot watch. Like, I just, I'm not interested. I can't. And so I'll skip over. And every time I watch that movie, I get to the same parts and I skip over. I couldn't tell you what parts I'm afraid of, but what I seen looking like it was about to happen, yeah. I can't watch. I can't watch slave movies. It took me a really long time to watch the movie about the boy who got shot at the train station with the
Fruitville Station.
Yep, it took me a long time to watch that. And when it got to that part, it took me at least about 2 days to like kind of watch it. It was a part of me that was like, no, don't. But I really wanted to see like what that scene was like and what it did, because it was what people were talking about. And I understood like, but stuff like that will have me messed up. Like, I just can't. So when actors are put in these positions and they're playing these roles, like, kudos to them, hats off, because mentally you have to be super strong to play tons of roles. You know, so I mean, hats off to them, not Tiffany and Aries for this stunt, but hats off to the actors who do it right and are doing it the way that they're supposed to do it. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so that was it. I just wanted to touch base because wasn't recording when it came out, and it was just so much going on. Like, that was a talk, like Emmy or whatever, however we pronounce this man's name. It was the same type of everybody speculating and everyone, you know, having conversation, but it was super disturbing. I think that there's so many great, effective ways to get out the message about pedophilia and molestation and inappropriate touching than to actually have grown people explicitly touching on kids for everybody to see. Like, it don't have to be that to get your message across.
Right. Reminded me of something when you started saying, talking about slave movies. We definitely got to talk about that. I got to tell a story about what happened to me. It's just weird. My coworker, I'm like, I might as well say it now before we get out of here. How many times have the story been told about slavery? How many movies are there out there, right? Crazy movies about slavery. It's just to a point where how many times you want to tell this story? it gets crazy. But there was a movie, I forgot what it was called, but it was slaves actually having their teeth being put on the sidewalk, from what I was told, and people like crushing their heads.
America X?
Whatever it was, but my coworker was trying to, she really wanted me to watch that. And I didn't know what it was, but my coworkers around her knew what it was and got on her like crazy. And I was like so confused, but yeah, you just reminded me of something. Like, I don't really like too many slave movies. Yeah, it was just weird.
Yeah, they were skinheads.
Yeah.
And they took this dude, took his face, put it on the curve, and then smashed it in.
Yeah, she really wanted me to watch that for some reason. It was just weird.
Mm-hmm. America X.
That's crazy. But anyway, I thought that was, I don't know. But I don't like too many slave movies overall. But, you know, I think I got the gist of it at this point. America I don't need to see another one. America I don't want to hear nobody else's story about it. But anyway, thank you guys for tuning in to this episode. Hopefully you got something out of this episode that you can discuss and comment and say that Rob was wrong. Other than that, I thank you guys.
High road, Wonky. High road.
Definitely, definitely. Man, what was I going to say? Make sure you follow us and make sure you check out our episodes. Follow us at @YallAin'tEasy_podcast on all our social medias, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. We greatly appreciate your time. And if you want to be a guest or have any comments, questions, you can email us at YallAin'tEasy@gmail.com. Other than that, next episode, we definitely got to do our man, Y'all Ain't Easy. We got to bring that back. So we'll definitely do that. But other than that, I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
This is Rob.
This is your boy, Joaquin.
And your girl, Nisha.
Peace.
Peace.